Okay, no. Can someone... Okay, well, now we're live. Can someone tell me what the fuck is going on?
Basically, just chime in when you feel like you need to. Like, that's about what happens.
That was the least helpful thing you could have said.
Welcome to Game of Nodes, a weekly podcast from independent validator teams.
Hello and welcome to Game of Nodes, a weekly podcast from independent validator teams. And with us this week, we have additional vibes brought to us by Bernd from Zion. It was the show title, of course, being the only Zion-related pun I could think of off the top of my head. And if that's not pronounced exactly how I think it is, then the pun doesn't even work.
You're good. No, it won't. It's good enough.
I mean, I don't think there's actually, plausibly another way you could pronounce that word other than.
We get Zion a lot. Like, Zion. It's Zion. Wrong, but it is Zion. So it's
yeah, Zion. Yeah.
Well, Zion would be with an E, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, like,
Zion would be noble gas.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of like the accounting software, like Zero. Started with an X.
Talking to the wrong people about accounting software.
Like, get counting.
I'm like, yeah, me?
I don't want to get it onto the classic like Game of Nodes talk accounting here, but I had a thing the other day where I had to submit a load of receipts, right? And so I just like sent this email stuffed with PDFs to our finance guys, right? I was like, everything is in here. Don't know. This is kind of not my job. Anyway, and they were like, okay, we've got this great new idea. We've set up HubDoc and then you can add them as you go. And I was like, adding them as we go and tagging them is not the problem that we have. Time is the problem. And now there's two steps between this and this. So what's going to happen is exactly the same thing in 3 months' time.
Man, HubDoc is awesome. You just forward fucking everything there. And then you set up automatic.
They're all the same. You always forward. Like the bill.com, that's all it is forwarding.
Do you know what fucks me off? Is that all of these providers, you can't just set an invoicing fucking address. Like, why can't you just set an invoicing address?
Wait, what do you mean you can't set an invoicing address?
What?
There's so many.
Absolutely,
so many.
You can.
Yeah, on some. You literally there's can. So many you can't.
So use like, those.
Wait. No, wait, like, wait. You know, I use like 20 different fucking providers for things. I don't
this week on then, Game of Nodes solve Null's problems.
What are you asking about?
We're talking
like an invoicing email address. Like you give an email address and they send the invoice to it.
Oh, you mean like as an attachment? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And not like you have to log in and download some stupid shit.
Yeah, like OVH doesn't even fucking send you the invoice. There's no way I can find for them to send you the invoice in an email.
Right. Okay.
You just have to fucking log in every month and download the invoice. It's fucking
That is a useful bitch. I agree. That's
definitely on you, man. OVH, right. OVH, you can configure to have email billing. Although,
it sends me an email. It sends an email. It doesn't send me the fucking invoice.
What the fuck are we doing?
Okay, so before let's move on from this. But anyway, you really can solve this now.
We can take this offline.
You can look at the OVH console. I'll help you with it. Like we can sync up on time zone and we can look at talk to your rep. That's another way.
I abandoned my rep, man. He didn't do shit for me anymore.
Me too. This guy's useless.
I asked them to combine I asked them to combine all our invoices into one and they just did not reply. So now we get two on the same day, about 2 hours apart, because for some reason that's the exact billing cycle for them.
That sounds pretty standard for fucking OVH.
How do we get on this fucking topic? Where do we start?
Dude,
with this?
It's not easy to get on this topic, but how do we not get off of this topic?
How do we get off this topic?
So, we've got guests today.
Introduce them.
Yes.
They haven't been briefed on the rules, though. Usually the guests don't talk until at least 40 minutes. So, okay. But anyway. Welcome.
Thank you.
So we have two representatives from Burnt Zion. We have Ash and the founder and CEO, and I forgot your name already. Thank you. Welcome.
You're good. My name's Anthony. This is Montas, the CTO as well.
Anthony, you know what the problem is? Like everywhere I'm looking here, your name is just burnt.
Well, yeah, no, it's me doing a bad job like 3 years ago. I'm like, I'm going to do this, you know, fully anonymous. And now here we are 3 years later and I'm just fucking lazy. It's difficult. I'm done.
So like,
it's tiring.
Get a new birth certificate.
So Burn is a company name and Zion is the chain name. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Because I keep like thrown together all the time, but it's really Zion.
It's like Apple Macintosh is how we like to describe it. You know, Apple is burnt and then Macintosh is Zion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. I get it. Yeah, easy.
Get it. Yeah.
Right?
Get it.
Yeah.
All right. So and I'll give a little context. Me. Right. I have a turtleneck somewhere. Unfortunately, it's just not on me. But normally in a turtleneck. A very visionary. That's how people describe me all the time. But I guess a little background for me. I think I got a message like 2 minutes ago, minutes before this started. Are you coming on the stream? I forgot to remind you. I have no idea what's actually going on right now.
That has to be from
Matt. And then I'm like, Matt, just join. He's like, fuck it. All right. And here we are.
Well, to be fair, we did talk about this fucking weeks ago, but I guess not with you. There was like Ash and like Jean or Jean in on the, conversation there. And like, yeah, we'll come on, but like in 3 weeks' time. And then that's a long time for me. So I forgot.
Yeah, me too.
That's a lifetime.
Crypto? Yeah.
Yeah.
The bull market could well have been gone already. I mean, has it started? I'm not sure.
We're back.
I think it's been
Given how much soul I lost this week in fucking meme coins, I do want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Did you see that they finished off the whiff on the sphere? They were raising like $400,000 to put a week advertisement of dog with a hat on the Vegas sphere.
Were they?
They got it. Yeah. It was like they got it, and so hopefully we'll see soon. Whiff on a sphere.
Oh my god, damn it! We were just talking about dog with a hat last week. That was like our whole topic. Yeah,
right. I think it had talking about accounting softwares.
Yeah, it had like more liquidity than like half the fucking pools on Osmosis or something. It was some ridiculous number on there.
I mean, it's top 100 on CoinMarketCap. I'm pretty sure. Don't fucking quote me on that, but I'm like pretty sure.
So, just for the burnt guys, then to give a brief on how these podcasts usually go is we invite you on here. Talk shit for 90 minutes, ignore the project you're from, and then just fucking all of a sudden stop. So welcome.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, to be fair, with Aleo, we obviously, we could have talked about privacy and stuff around the protocol and any number of things. And we remembered at about 84 minutes in.
Oh, shit.
And very briefly talked about zero knowledge for about 3 minutes, didn't we?
Yeah. And so what was everyone's favorite hack in this industry? Favorite exploit, hack, anything that ended up on Rec News. Let's go around and just talk about our favorite. I'll go first. Mine was definitely the Mango Markets one, where the guy stole the Mango Market token, then did a governance proposal to not charge himself for any criminal activities, obviously then doxing himself, to which then he got arrested.
That is an awesome one. I don't think I've heard of that one.
Oh, that was the best. That was my fucking favorite.
Well, if the DAO votes not to press charges, then they can't press charges.
Well, he had all the fucking tokens because he just exploited the... So dumb.
I guess, I'm not really too familiar with all the hacks and shit because I don't really read rec.news. But I think that what is familiar to everybody... in this group, at least, would be, collapses of various things. And Well, the one dearest to all of our hearts would probably be like Terra collapse and the absolute fucking nightmare that was for everybody involved. So I'm sure everybody at this table, did six figures on that. So
I remember I have like my last message with Doe is I'm like, hey man, just want to let you know that you got this, Fuck the FUD. And he's like, thanks, bud.
Thanks, man.
Didn't have it. Yeah, didn't have it.
Did not have it.
It was it was like we went out for a drink at this local bar. And all, there's like this great photo of me just looking at the Binance order book as it slowly becomes all red and then all the greens like goes to nothing. And like this great photo of me holding it up of just a giant red candle. It's incredible days.
Mean good times.
I do believe that the Fray was buying into Terra as it was collapsing.
Well, okay, right. So, it was like the second it sort of like properly depegged, it was like this project's obviously going to zero, like 100% is going to zero. But I was like, they will resuscitate it. Like even the name is not worth zero. Like this industry is too dumb. So I was just like, okay, we're just going to, this is very bull market. We were coming, remember, we were still at the tail end of the last bull market, right? So we actually had some cash in the bank. And it was just like, okay, let's throw.
Well, like what price? Like, was it at like pennies or was it at like 40 cents?
It was still on the way down, let's say.
Okay. I think it was like $40 if I remember correctly.
So actually,
I got it in.
Yeah, so the point was to buy an amount that was substantially cheaper than it would be when the chain was resuscitated, with the assumption that they would checkpoint after a point and you would get your money back, right? And you would make money on that. It was a bet, and you have to go be prepared to lose what you put in. And the long and the short of it is we lost what we put in. Like the amount, because it was like it was a buy-in at several stages, and at the point where we bought in and it was past the point where they still later checkpointed it, it wasn't enough, like, because it was worth so little after that point when it was on the new chain that it all evened out to zero basically. So, you know, YOLO, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
I feel like in some point I checked in with you and you were up at some point.
Hypothetically, because there was a whole point where they were talking about where the checkpoint was going to be, and it was like much later, and it was like we've got like 100. If you mark it at that point, we've got like, you know, hundreds of thousands or something. So like, because the price is so low, but you're like, well, the price will be even lower on the new chain, so the whole thing becomes redundant, right?
Well, but that was like maybe they had to halt it.
I mean it was, you know, in hindsight perhaps an insensitive, degenerate move to those that were losing huge amounts of money, but you know, equally
it would have been great if it worked out.
I don't know, we took a lot of flak during Prop 16, so I feel like, you know, we did our share trying to save one blockchain, so we have to do our bit just shitting on another one crashing and burning, right?
Do you know what?
What did you learn?
I think
never day trade, right? You never day trade, never trade. In fact, don't trade at all, right? Don't, the only main Cosmos trade I think we've made as a business was during like App Chain Winter, where all of the app chains were launching. We got paid in native tokens in a few of the chains for some stuff, and we shuffled it into Atom. Because it was like all these new chains are launching, and like, will these tokens be worth anything in like a year? Fuck knows. And then that was like, I don't know, like October, November 2021, maybe. And then like a lot of that generation of chains actually became worth like quite a bit of dollary dues in January, February 2022, outstripping Atom. And yeah, essentially, like we screwed ourselves with the tax because we owed the tax the tokens that we got when they were gaining in value, converted it to Atom, which stayed static, and then we had this big tax bill to pay off. But the tax year ended after the bull market crashed.
So we're
just gonna have to sell it all anyway to pay the tax bill and end up with no dollars from all of those trades where we were like, we want to hedge our risk, yeah. We're actually being very clever. We're actually managing risk here. That's what we're going to do. Atom's a safe harbor. That's just never should trade. That's what I learned.
That's how we learn.
That's how we learn. It's from a friend of the show, Artifact. People give us coins. We sell those coins. That's the only trading strategy.
It's outbound only.
Yeah, I wish we had learned from that. God, and the amount, and we said it a lot. I mean, you guys probably haven't heard the show before. I know this is a big thing from our end, but probably null as well. Like a lot of compounding, a lot of taxable events.
The level of fucking degenerate and compounding sort of dictated what strategy we took for tax as a company. Boom, drink.
The worst was like the insane amount of yield farming pools that auto compounded on each other and then trying to go to your accountant with that. I'm not doing going back to fucking accountant softwares on this.
I was talking to, just speaking of accountants, I was talking to Rama this week about this fucking Sol meme coin bullshit. And he was saying he's not looking forward to doing the tax return when he's like, you know, having to put on there the token names of these things that is maybe token contracts would be the better thing to put on there because, you know, when you got something like Cum Genie 9000, gay fucking Rodney. And you're like, got that on your statement for the, you know, for the accountants. It's like, yeah, you know, that's what I made the money on. So,
so Mr. Rama, you lost $20,000 on Cum Genie Rodney liquidity pool. Yes, sir. Yes, I did.
No, it's more like you made $20,000 on.
Yeah, on Cum Rocket, if anyone remembers that one.
That's right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Cum Rocket was the big one.
Cum Rocket was huge.
Yeah, Rama in the chat lost. Sir, come on, Rama, don't lose on
just a matter of time. Just a matter of time.
You know, Rama is like he makes these wins on these shit coins, and then he drags in the liquidity. Then he's like, "Oh, look at this fucking I'm making like all this money on shit coin. You should get in." Boom, five Sol gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that just pump and dumping?
Would you shut the fuck up?
Okay.
Shut the fuck. Yeah, dude.
No. That's exactly what it is, Ash. It's fucking it's fun. It's the shitcoin casino.
You're investing in a community.
Well, hang on, Noel. Doesn't this just mean that you're Rama's exit liquidity?
No, because he's juiced in.
I'm juiced in now.
He's part of the pump.
Like, there is a new coin every fucking half a second. So, you know, you just have to be on the first buy. And then you have to get out within like 30 seconds.
Yeah, easy, guys. Here's your new strategy for the bull market. Just buy low and then sell high.
That's a good idea, man. Why didn't I think of that?
It's fucking dumb.
So are you going to create like a – do you have a token page we can look and see what fucking shit coins you've bought in this situation?
Man, my Sol wallet, this Phantom thing that I had to get, is just fucking littered with dust. worthless dust. I'm like, I can't even get that off the wallet. I don't even, like, I probably should have, you know, used a non-Sol somehow so that I wasn't like, because I sent it there from a sex. So when the government comes knocking, they're going to see that and they're like, what in the fuck is this?
Are you doing?
How could you have possibly lost 10 grand in one wallet in one day?
You have no idea the power that I hold.
Exactly. Solana's up to $160.
You have no idea my power to fucking throw Sol at the wall.
I've only seen this power once before, this raw strength once before. It didn't scare me then, but it does now.
Is there like a Cosmos equivalent of that fucking pump thing? I don't know.
Chihuahua back in the day?
Astroport? Astroport has a lot of stuff right now. So basically what people are doing is they'll... they're watching.
I do have a couple injective shit coins. I will be honest.
Yeah, I do too, for sure.
it doesn't have the amount of GIF and meme action though.
No, the Cosmos really seems to cap out at like $5 million market cap, and then the meme coins just kind of fade away. So once you start reaching that point, it's time to sell.
Still pretty good. These are
just no one's done anything dumb enough yet, right?
Unicorns. Did you guys see that?
I've seen a few unicorns in my day, yeah.
Unicorn.meme. That one maybe is getting close. If you guys look at unicorn.meme.
Oh, I remember
meme.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's got a win in player and the browser. It's not fucking bad. this kind of butts up into it if you want to use your
Montes. What's the stupidest thing you want to do?
I'm pretty sure that the peak of decentralized finance is Ohm forks, and I feel like we need to get those back into the cycle. Like, it's been a while since we've had a proper Ohm fork run.
And so now, when
maybe
when
we
wanted
should
to make...
talk about the product that we're launching next.
No,
so
yeah. I'm okay.
You know, when I mentioned I was getting you guys on, the Frey was talking a lot about fucking abstraction, and now that you're here, he's like, just shut the fuck up about that.
We it abstracted it away.
I could get him to shut the fuck up 2 weeks ago, but now
it's all fun and games when you're like thinking hard about something. It's not fucking fun and games when you're like less than 10 days away from your thesis deadline and you still have not fucking filled in your references at all. Yeah,
you should get on that. Yeah, you should probably get on that.
So what happened, right, is because I'm a fucking dickhead, I wrote my thesis not in Emacs like I fucking should have done, not in fucking Word like a filthy casual would have done. I wrote it in a single fucking text file, a .txt file, right? And instead of...
What was the logic? Just want to asking for a friend.
I was just fucking exhausted, and it was really easy to sync across work laptop and other laptop and just whatever fucking workstation I was on at any time. It's a fucking .txt file. Worst case scenario, I can literally just fucking dump it and this is especially stupid, right? Because I even have a GitHub repository, like a private repository of loads of other work that I have on the go that's like non-code. So I could have literally just put like even a markdown file with formatting would have been better. And so there's this fucking huge text file. It has equations in it, like rendered in fucking ASCII art, essentially by me in mono fucking space, like working out how many fucking columns across the thing needs to be so that the underscore will look like a bloody divide symbol and shit. Like it is an embarrassing amount of effort at the time. Now I think about it, is tired person going, oh shit, I just need to just put this in a placeholder, spend 20 minutes fucking placeholdering in an equation rather than just reformatting the entire thing. And then you're so deep into it that it's now like a few days before the deadline, and everywhere you should have referenced a paper or a reference or anything, I just put 2 square brackets to remind myself to fill that in later.
But don't we all?
It's like fucking 300.
That's how you do. That's how you do it, though.
Yeah.
I walk around daily with like 2 square brackets and just keep putting it around shit.
No. Yeah.
Most of our code base is to-dos. So.
Yeah.
Time to pay your tax. Square bracket.
Yeah. To-do. Yeah. I mean, really. All of my problems are my what's the Homer Simpson quote? I am the architect and whatever.
That was the quote. That was the quote. I am the architect or whatever. Homer Simpson.
Matrix. Fucking
no. 100% sounds like.
What is it? I am the solver and architect of all my own problems. That sounds too fucking profound for Homer Simpson. He definitely didn't fucking say that.
No.
I feel like that's a Simpsons quote.
I don't think so. Doesn't sound familiar.
Hey, you know what I saw today? Somebody's done steamed hams, but it's it's sorted by volume.
Someone's done steamed hams.
Of the frame, right? So it just starts like dead silent, and it's just this gibberish like rising to a roar. and there's this really weird bit in the middle where they're eating, you know, and chewing, and it's just this weird 20 seconds of horror. The chewing section
of just volume, about the
same volume. You're just like, ooh.
What was this?
I assume
you know the steam ham platform.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that. It's that. But every frame is sorted by volume.
So everyone in the chat, go buy $steamed. We're doing steamed hams by volume, and the volume is actually determined by coin market cap. So, I think. Frey, you said we got a gate and KuCoin listing on that?
100%.
All right, there it is.
We're going audited by fucking whoever.
Get
man.
The volume up. It's horrifying. It's steamed. It's hams.
It's
audited by a guy at the bus stop.
Oh, fuck. Is this already a thing? God, I love this industry.
like there's a fucking great have you ever been, so you know, like last summer I was at like a fintech conference that wasn't like that crypto, especially at that point in the bear run, and one of the big crypto auditing firms had a booth there, and fucking nobody was biting. It was just a guy sat at a table looking sad with a pile of baseball caps nobody wanted. So, you know, saying that you just like
got the story guy. Here.
Well, no, because Noel was like, oh, just get some random guy at a bus stop to audit it. I was like, at that point, that was just a guy effectively at a bus stop waiting for somebody to just like come and
release
him from hell.
That's true. There are some auditing firms that I would say are like that now as well. I'm not going to say the exact names, but you could probably imagine.
Yeah, what the fuck is the Steam thing? This is like-
I think this is a real project, dude.
No, it's a real project. I'm just with their website. $60 million paid out to Steam users since June. June of what year, number one? But still,
that kind of sounds like a security to me. I'm just saying.
No, it's some stupid social thing.
It's not past the Howey test.
What the fuck is this? God damn it, you guys. What did you just find? $1.2 million transactions.
It's powering communities and opportunities.
I'm sorry, where do we, dude,
they processed more transactions than the mere 500,000 Ethereum transactions that have been processed.
Already used by over 1 million people on 324 Steam ham based apps. Started on June 28th. Their little icon looks like a
June cock and what balls. Year? Because they said fast transactions.
Yeah, they keep their own shit out.
They said 2018. Started in 2018.
Steemit
is a social blogging platform. Oh, this looks like... Oh, this looks... China.
Oh, wow. Yeah, look at its price chart. It really popped off in 2016. That's crazy.
Steemit is that old...
Oh,
it has... That's it. This is it. That's Steemit.
Oh, this is Steemit?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this fucking thing in forever.
Yeah? Oh, it's like...
So it's a token for Steemit. Steam, as in steamed hams.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Of course, as one does.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
Sure. Okay, it's cool. So they pivoted from social blogging to ham appreciation.
Yeah, something. What the fuck is DTube? DTube.
I feel like they could have had a better branding on their video platform.
All right, I'm clicking on hot videos on DTube. This could go downhill really quick. Yeah. My goal. It's loading.
So just feeling out the room while that's loading. Spoda seems like a solid investment, right?
Spoda?
Is that a pump?
Yeah.
As long as it has.
I've made about 7 investments during this, this podcast.
You have the look of a serious investor, to be fair.
Go ahead. I had to look this up. Apparently, the first 3 definitions are just racial slurs.
of Spoda?
Of Spoda. Yeah. Man, nothing's loaded on DTube.
Best not to Google anything you see on Pump.
Are you telling me, Usurper, that DTube is not adequately decentralized to be up?
Yeah,
I think it's actually so decentralized that there's no fucking videos here.
It's running so decentralized that it can't stand up because it's just, it boasts.
Exactly.
Boom.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's fighting for consensus here and they just can't hit it.
I'm pulling videos from somebody's phone attached in Vietnam somewhere. That's exactly what's going on.
Someone's getting like a ding on their terminal. Like, is someone using this?
This is always
shit.
We got a user, guys. We got 8 times.
We're back.
Traffic.
It's the bull market. We got users again.
Call the VCs.
Quickly get them back on the phone. This thing's popping off.
They said if we had users, they would give us more money. We have users.
We got traction, guys. Please. I know it's not a lot now, but it snowballs up.
DTube says it's 0.55 cents, but doesn't say what denomination that is. I don't know. I wish it would load.
$1,000 Ethereum. I mean, Schulte, how do you feel about that personally?
About what?
$4,000 Ethereum.
So one of my favorite things about ETH Denver a couple of weeks ago was that I'm very not ETH aligned at all. And so I told people that, and almost every single time people get like angry at me.
Wait
for,
a
like,
second.
Daring.
You're telling
pushback.
Me that Interchain Security failed, but EigenLayer is $100 million from A16Z? I mean, that's not the same exact thing, right?
As far as security goes, I mean, I think it's fine, but Ethereum is just a horrible. The interface
that
of it,
didn't
man.
Fucking like, land. God damn, that didn't fucking land. Jesus Christ! All right, it's a tough crowd here. Fucking, we love data availability.
What the fuck does data availability even mean? That's
no one knows. That's it gets the people going.
That's the title of my next paper, actually.
That's a thesis you're defending.
Data availability, an ethno-technical study of something, something, something crypto.
You just pull up the .txt file and then let me know. Yeah, to do in brackets.
My .txt file of facetious paper titles that I didn't use.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Also, it was interesting. I'm looking at the title now because I didn't see it before. I don't think whoever made the title knows what a pun is, because it's like a lion, just rhymes. It's not a pun.
Is there supposed to be a pun?
Well, I was told that the title was a pun on the word Zion, and I just saw the title.
I guess it's adjacent. It's adjacent to a pun, but actually the well,
it's pun adjacent.
It's pun adjacent, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. The word Zion is just the same word with one letter change, so it is it's functionally the same word.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually barely rhymes.
Yeah, like, well, a pun is... Wait, hang on.
Listen, Tony, that's enough shit out of you, mate.
I'm just saying, you said we're talking shit for 90 minutes, and I'm just trying to keep the conversation going.
Actually, well, lion is the pronunciation we use for... It's Zion. No, it's
Zion. Yeah, Zion.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, hang on. I'm not going to be gaslit about this. It is a pun because it relies on. It
first
relies
of all, yes, you will.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to go back on mute.
it relies on similar sounding words that, in fact, have different meanings. Because in this case, both Zions are both proper nouns, aren't they?
Like, wouldn't that be a simile?
I think it's a metaphor. It's it doesn't use like
I don't know what a simile is. I mean, I'm from Australia, man. We don't do grammar here.
You fucking simile.
It's definitely like an onomatopoeia. I'm pretty confident about that.
You're like the aliens in that China Myville book that can't do advanced language constructs and so like have to trade with humans for.
I also love Dune. I'm glad we're bringing that up. Dune 2 is phenomenal.
Fuck off, man. I haven't seen it yet.
Why haven't you seen it? That's your fault.
Because I'm allergic to cinemas.
I really, really want to see it, but I haven't been able to get there. My expectations are so low.
Why are they low?
Well, because every time in life you expect something to be like up to the hype, you end up just sat there in a pool of...
No, I get that.
Cool pits, just wondering what the fuck you're doing there. And I just can't... You know, Mottman, I'm just like, it's going to be a piece of shit, probably. I probably will think it's shit, but...
I mean, it's a good movie. I don't think you have to, like, it's not like God's gift to the earth. I don't know.
I feel like you're a little invested.
It's no,
like, overly invested.
It's no Master and Commander, eh?
No, yeah, it's no Star Troop. It's no Star Troop Commanders here, but... Anyone play Helldivers 2?
No, don't have time for video games anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Too busy. Well, not like... Putting
brackets.
Gotta spend time doing this.
Yeah, fucking, well, no, but this is like, it's night, right? Everybody's fucking asleep here. Like, this is, the only thing I would be doing instead of this is, probably playing video games or being asleep. So, this is literally my XCOM. This is my XCOM time.
So, I'm not an asshole, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I more or less, yeah. But like, I get, right, Helldivers, you have to like, actually pay attention and you can't just like, pause and just fucking sack off for 12 hours and then rejoin. Which is like a key component of my attention span for video games at the moment.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, missions take like 20 minutes. I think it's a very, you know, in and out 20 minute adventure kind of thing.
Oh, yeah?
You play, what,
I didn't know we were drinking.
Well, I was going to say, what are we drinking over there?
Wait, but hold up a second.
Right. Is it not nighttime? Like,
you're working on
5:45?
That's 5:45.
You're working on what kind of machine? You're working on a MacBook?
Yeah, MacBook. Well, I have a PlayStation right over there.
Oh, right. I was going to say, how the fuck are you playing Helldivers?
Yeah. How did you know I was on a Mac? Do I just give off Mac? Oh, Steve Jobs. We went over this.
Who isn't
earlier.
On a fucking Mac in this Steve room? Jobs over. Like, put your hand
if,
up.
If I took a fucking wild get, like I think like one frame, whatever the volume of that frame was, into this call, I was like, MacBook.
MacBook. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, sense. I mean, Ash has got fucking what appears to be Apple headphones on, so he's a Mac guy. And Tony is, well, everything, all the vibes I'm getting says Mac.
All the vibes.
I read him more.
Tony, as like Tony, do we have the same headphones on?
No, but I think you and I do.
They do not look like pleb tier fucking headphones. So
these are.
Giuseppe?
Are they? Yeah. Are they like Logitech or something?
No, I forget what brand they're.
AKGs?
Yeah.
Audio Technica. Yeah.
I think that are they the audio? Are they the AKG ones that aren't referenced but are still like pretty good?
They're like $40-$50 or something cheap.
Yeah, the guy told me it was for podcasts, and I'm like, yeah, sign me up.
I'll take a
lick of research.
Hey, I'm the only guy that's not wearing fucking headphones.
I was going to say, it's definitely a bold strategy. I don't think I've really seen a lot of your kind before.
Mm. Yes.
Is there a reason you don't like headphones? You lost your headphones?
I find them constricting.
I mean, this would ruin his hair. This would be the first week I've worn headphones.
Interesting. Ever?
On this podcast, maybe a handful of times. Yeah, but, you know, I'm feeling it. It's usually you've got the blurry background.
Oh, we peer pressured him into it.
There you go. Does everybody feel a little bit less naked now?
How does that feel on your ears, though?
Like, yeah.
Those look fancy as fuck, too.
They do look fancy.
He's
literally sitting in a room filled with audio gear. You would have to imagine.
There's like at least three Marshall speakers there.
Right.
You know when you said how do those feel on your ears? They're actually so large that they go around your ears, so you don't feel them on your ears. That's sort of the point.
Ah, they float above your head.
I mean, yeah, they do. That's what this thing is. It tensions the head strap so that you can wear them for like long periods of time. Yeah.
All right. So tell me what the hell Zion is.
I really wanted to go through this.
I'm done with this fucking topic.
I mean, guys, we should talk about taxes.
I'm reading the site and I'm trying to figure out what the hell it is. Tell me what the hell it is.
Why don't you take your wildest guess and then I'll go.
Does it have line goes up technology? That's really good.
I cannot comment on
that.
I don't know. It has like built for humanity, which makes me automatically hate it.
Tell me
what it is like there's it the front page looks like a lot of
we build for
more,
humanity
yeah like what the fuck does that mean like
so is that the one with the upside down fucking website you have to go up
no that's Bearchain.
I'll take the comparison any day
Sure.
I'll scroll for about 7 minutes down just going what the fuck is going on with this thing where's
yeah
this
I also Yeah, that was my issue.
Should have guessed, though, because like in Australia, don't you scroll the other way anyway?
Yeah, man, because we're totally on the other side, so everything's upside down. Yeah.
It's upside down.
I'm actually sitting on the ceiling right now.
Wow. Whoa. All this
time. Great core strength to do that.
Well, I mean, the gravity actually goes the other way here, so walk outside, the house is upside down, you just float into the sky.
Huh? You got flying cars there already?
Does the water in the toilet go the other way? That
goes
is the thing,
up.
Isn't it?
Goes up.
We don't actually have water in the toilet here. We just shit in there and then pick it back out and put it in a plastic bag.
I imagine just a giant spider eats it. Isn't that my impression of Australia? Like
sometimes I feed it to the giant spider. It's really dry here. It's like a fucking desert. So there's not a lot of water to go around. Like I have to go out and ask for water from people on the street. Got a little bit of water.
But they have water. Yeah.
Why don't
like
you have
the street
water.
People do? Yeah. I have the house. They have the water. So.
Oh, it's like one of those bartering societies that you live in.
Yeah. Say, so I have a house. Can I have some water?
Yeah.
And like yes.
Water.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, what are you gonna give me?
But you don't give them anything. You just
no.
No, you just have the house.
I
have the status of having a house. Yeah. So give me water. It's an airdrop, kind of.
Like
barter town. Yeah, like Tina Turner runs it. He was a big cage. You guys got to trade water for X and Y. You guys saw it,
okay?
Right?
Yeah,
pictures of it around.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen that.
I tried to barter sand. It didn't fly. No one wants that shit.
Really?
I'm like, you can make computers, man. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Mm. Yeah, it's a little the jump between sand and computers is
It's a stretch.
I mean, it takes some time.
I guess. I mean,
after the collapse, now all those fucking secondhand hard drives aren't going to save you. Only like a really, really reliable diesel car will.
My hard drives have zero wear, my friend. They're holding their resale value.
Oh yeah, there's all those secondhand hard drives you buy, and they're finally paying off for you. Yeah?
I don't have secondhand hard drives. I don't know where you're getting your information. Ah, those fucking ones old mate fucked me over on. Yeah, that was weird. I sent them back just the other day, actually. They fucked. Anyway, so Anthony, you were going to tell
the
us
fucking content that one.
I was I actually really wanted to see if I could get through this entire podcast. Now we're talking about Zion, but I guess you can if you want. No, I mean,
dude, it's fucking 40 minutes in. You know the rules. We got to talk about Zion now. Is this a fucking format? We did mention.
You said it was at like 87 minutes. We did it.
That was just one time we got excited.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not exciting you guys. That hurts my feelings. And if that was
bring all me
congratulations. I'm fucking trying, guys. Anyway, Zion, I mean,
you have shat on the name of the fucking show pretty hard for a good 5 minutes. So
no, I think the Game of Nodes is a good pun. That's a pun.
Yeah, but this podcast started like 4-ish years ago, I'm guessing, which is when this was a good pun, and now it's nothing.
Well, wasn't the Game of Nodes a testnet of Cosmos?
No.
No, it was. They did use that though. No, it wasn't Game of Nodes though. It was close though, wasn't it?
I think they used Game of something for.
Yeah. They had Game of Chains
for ICF.
They've
right?
had a couple of Game of Chains. Game of Chains. Game of Chains was the first one.
Game of Stakes was the original Cosmos staking thingy majiggy. And then, they used Game of Chains.
Oh, the IBC one was Game of Chains. And then they had the. What was the. Shilty, you might remember what the.
I thought that was ICF.
The shared security.
Great question.
It was like
I'm in a flame war right now, so I'm a little distracted.
We shat on ICS, so you know.
Yeah.
I didn't shit on ICS. I actually complimented ICS.
Okay, well I'll shit on ICS then. ICS.
Okay, well there
we go. Right.
I'll join you.
who was here first? Well, Game of Stakes was, but fuck it. You know,
it's pretty close though.
Yeah. So Game of Stakes episode 105, like a Zion. And Zion is the blockchain built for humanity.
Did you just read your own website? Is that your talking points? The fucking headlines on your website?
Dude, it's like I'm looking at a Word doc right here and it's like built for humanity and then a bunch of blank bullet points.
It's like just placeholders. Like, placeholders. Fill this in. I thought they would have known what the fuck.
I thought they would have gotten that. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't fire the marketing person now. I don't know what to talk about. On a real fucking topic, the way that we talk about Zion, it's just a UX-focused chain. So ideally, the projects that deploy on us feel like Web2 experiences. That's why we say humanity. Protocol-level account abstraction, the whole glitz and glamour that come with that. USDC as a... Ideally, everything's denominated in dollars, but then settles to a Zion token. We launched testnet about a month and a half ago with about 1 million users and then 12.5 million transactions. Just lit myself on fire last week to celebrate mainnet launch. 3 years ago, I bought a Banksy art piece and I lit it on fire and sold that as an NFT. There's a lot that goes on with the project. But, I mean, if we really wanted to go back to the tax accounting software, I'm not opposed.
So tell me... What's the interop like? Are you going to be able to use the account abstraction from Zion on other chains or?
Yeah. So like one thing, like I think the winner of this last hackathon built a way that they're called Nomos, but effectively they utilize interchain accounts to effectively take what we built with generalized abstraction for an easy login and then being able to buy and sell NFTs on Talos, which is the NFT marketplace on Injective. And so starting off with IBC, with ICA, and then eventually whether it's Union or Polymer or Landslide, kind of going to AVAX and these other chains and being able to interop that way.
So how long until you become EVM?
Ask like Union or fucking Polymer, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe we
just
bulk
it. That's
there.
The Cosmos way, right? You get your product and then you pivot to EVM in like 2 months.
Yeah.
Mantis, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that we need another EVM on the Cosmos. I think that it hasn't been tried enough times and always results in failure. So,
well, unless you can just copy paste fucking contracts, the Uniswap contract, then do you even have a chain?
Yeah, I mean, like if you don't have a yield aggregator with 20% on stablecoins, what the fuck are you doing? At points and points, you need points because then you're not a blockchain either.
So I did read up into the protocol
humanity.
A little bit. Yeah, humanity. I read into humanity, didn't like it, turned around, came back.
Checks out.
But anyway, so yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, fuck it. I like humanity. That ain't for me. did you want to tell us a little bit just like about the
No.
No, okay. Fuck it. Don't worry, I tried.
All right, fine. What were you going to ask?
Like, you know, I'm a bit of a dum-dum, right? I'm not a coder or anything like that. But I did sort of find it interesting that you've got, the email authentication methods, other like Web2 type authentication methods, presumably like some sort of auth-o type situation. But you've also got like the regular...
Sorry, was that OAuth? But because you're Australian, you just had a guess.
OAuth.
You just had a guess at auth, man. It's just like that. You authorize
it's auth, upside
author.
Upside down and backwards, baby. But you
get on. You type on the Kibo and you say, "I want to author on the blocker."
On the old blocker.
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah. I should have probably renamed it to be like. No, something. Yeah. I was trying to think of something Bazaar-ish, but can't really come up with it right now. But you've got regular like authentication as well, right? So you can use regular wallets with it.
Hell yeah.
But like, how does that sort of work on the back end? Like, I don't get it. How does it all come together? Like, is there any technical information that you wanted to like? You know, that's easy for someone like me to understand, or is it just like, well, if you don't get it, don't worry type situation? It just works, but
it would be easier for me to say the last one. But Mantis, you want to take a stab at that one?
Yeah. Every time I say account abstraction, Anthony goes on a whole tirade about all of the abstractions. So I try to shy away from that term.
Okay. First of all, yes.
All of your accounts are CosmWasm smart contract instances, and we store data about your particular authentication methods in there. So, for instance, the pub keys of the wallets you've connected, or the identifier of the WebAuthn like record that you're using, the subject ID and the audience for our JWT key. And all of those things let us do, basically it forks where signature verification works, checks in a normal transaction, and it just calls this contract and says, hey, if somebody said that with this transaction data and this signature that you, this contract, are submitting a transaction. This is a Larry 0x's account extraction module that he posted for Cosmos Community. And we wrote a custom contract that let you store a map of different keys, rotate them, remove them, add them, blah, blah, blah. And as we get more concepts that can be validated, so essentially anything that can be signed, we can validate them in this contract to make sure that the person submitting the transaction actually is someone who can authorize via this contract.
So does that mean that you can have like multiple authorization methods on the same account? Okay, yep. And so you know, my only experience with it is that I logged onto the site, gave it my email address, it sent me a code, So the code, does anything rely on like a third party, Web 2 application, or is it like self-contained?
So right now we're using a third party email validation provider, like a Web 2 email validation provider. That posts the public keys of the keys that sign for our project, and then we validate against those. We are interested in, and it's just hard to pursue along with everything else.
ZK, get ready for a buzzword.
Woo!
ZK, baby!
Emails.
ZK, baby! I'm like, Mantis, give me that. I can fucking sell that shit. Build for ZK humanity.
So ZK email is where we want that to eventually be, but to get moving quicker or doing validated JWTs. It's always just like how many external parties you can get out of the system, because your email provider is always going to be somebody who could take control of your account if they felt like it. So like ZK email doesn't get you away from that either.
Yeah. So, you know, it sort of is a point of security risk, I suppose. But I mean, another question I sort of had on the security side of things is it, you know, feasible that, you know, there can be cookie hijacking and stuff like that, which would sort of allow access to those accounts as well at the moment?
So not the way we've designed it. Basically, the way it works is you create your account, and then these dApps, they spin up like an ephemeral key that they can use to sign, and then you go through like sort of an OAuth flow where you give Auth-Z permissions to that ephemeral key to do only what that particular dApp is asking for. So, you know, it kicks you over to a dashboard, and it's like, hey, this thing is asking for the rights to do XYZ. And as we, you know, build out the UX for this, it'll be like, this is an unsafe action. We don't recommend you accepting this, blah, 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 blah. So then the dApps themselves have this key that can, their flow stays very clean in that they have this in-memory key that can only do a certain subset of actions. They can have that running in the background. And you can feel fairly safe that this dApp isn't going to, you know, drug you or not do anything that you didn't give it explicit permission to do.
Which may be rugging you.
Yeah. So, I mean, part of the decentralized internet and, like, you know, freedom and sovereignty is, like, if you want someone to rug you, then you should be allowed to give them that opportunity.
That's our motto at the company.
That is that neon sign just out of shadow. There.
Yeah, it's like choose rich, and then if you want someone to rug you, let them rug you.
Freedom to rug.
Choose rich. I thought it was. I thought it was fucking live, laugh, love.
I did want to do the read, write, own, but in the font of live, laugh, love.
There's a bar across the road from our old offices that says live, laugh, shut the fuck up.
Love that.
And it's just over the bar. Like in that same script as well. So it's like live, laugh, shut the fuck up. It's great.
I mean, it's not really like a fucking 3 or 4 letter thing, though, is it? It's like quite long.
It's not a pun.
I don't think you know what a pun is.
Oh man.
Wait, I'm from England. I know what a fucking pun is.
I think you guys got dark humor. I appreciate that. Ricky Gervais, hilarious.
Ricky Gervais is a ballad, but yes, continue.
He's a ballerina?
He's a ballad.
Oh, hold on.
Not a pun.
Google that.
Yeah. That's not a ballad. He's just a cunt.
Oh my God. Really?
You should image search it, actually.
I don't want to do that one. I'm on the office Wi-Fi. And I'm going to get yelled at again.
Oh, look. Pumped up fun. A new ticket just fucking popped up. Ben.
There goes another Ben. Solana.
I think I saw a stat that there was like 2,500 meme coins put on Solana in the last 24 hours.
Per second.
Holy, are you serious? Wow.
We're back, baby.
Don't call me on that.
They are 99.99% rugs.
No way.
No, way more.
As low as that?
Way more way. Nines. Way more nines.
The rugs are like so, like they don't even wait anymore. They just like go in, buy the initial buy, wait until anyone buys it.
Literally anyone. Like $5 of liquidity.
It's like 0.1 sol liquidity rug.
Not even spicy rugs. Not even gourmet rugs. You're looking for gourmet a gourmet rugging experience, and what you're getting
at non gourmet rugging prices.
Exactly.
It costs 0.02 sol to put the fucking thing up there. So as long as you're getting more than 0.02 sol in, you know, rug, then boom, off you go, off to the races.
You're making minimum wage as a rugger.
It ain't much, but it's honest work.
Exactly. I don't hear enough credit being given to working class rugging, you know, just at the coal face, clock punching in 9 to 5 take money from idiots, you know, just fully take Null's money, man. It's a difficult.
By the way, I did want to clarify that when I said that Dog with Hat was in the top 100, it's actually number 49.
Holy shit.
That is impressive.
Yeah, arguably.
Kind of sums up this whole industry, I think.
Oh, we bad.
But it has a hat. I mean, it has
it. It does.
It's a dog with a hat.
It does. 48, actually, since we've been on the call.
No way. It just changed.
Yeah, it's on 48. Yeah.
Dude, it literally... Oh, that's incredible. It's 48. Oh, I love that.
It's 48.
I mean, I love that.
577 million volume and a market cap of Dog with Hat of 2.6 billion.
I love this industry.
All right, fuck it. There you go. I'm putting my net worth in this today.
today.
Put this on hold. Anyway, Adam, a quick way to liquidate. The
valuation is 5 billion. Dog with Hat is half of that.
Yep.
Well, Dog with Hat might have more utility. Yeah. I mean, they're both on Kraken, right? So, I mean, they're both exit liquidity from wherever, man.
Yeah.
To wherever, man.
It's up 32% in 24 hours.
It's literally a dog without a hat. That's like a
totally unreversible situation.
Who created this?
Imagine it's like just about to beat Monero too, which like, I love
it. It's moving up.
Good for it. It's going to be on the Sphere, I'm telling you.
Their website is pretty pro though, and doesn't
it is
fucking
good.
Mention.
Humans. It reminds it me of good, you guys remind me of the ETH rocks back in the day, which was we like the rocks,
right?
This is it's giving that energy pretty hardcore.
I mean, they've spent at least a good $150 on someone like you know making.
I mean, it's literally a dog with a hat, so. Mm-hmm.
That's what it says.
I mean, that doesn't even need Photoshop. You just jam a fucking hat on your dog and take a couple of photos with him with guns and you're done.
Yeah. You don't even need the guns. You just need to be with a hat.
Just hat.
Just but with a hat. Know, like a dog is for life, not just for shit coins. So there is like it's fixed cost and variable cost, right? You know?
What the fuck are you on?
Well, we're breaking Artifact and Usurper's first rule, which is never be left with a bag of something you have to maintain after all the party goes away. You're still going to have that dog.
It's up 1,500% in what, a week? I mean, it seems like a good investment to me, folks.
I mean, that was in the show
for
notes
Null,
last
at least.
Week. So.
Financial advice.
Mm-hmm.
That is financial advice.
Do we not want to, like...
We should put our money where our mouth is and we should all go buy right now.
You should.
I'm basking in the comparison between, you know, Solana and Ethereum.
Do tell.
The draw card for Dog with Hat is that it is literally a dog with hat.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Dog with Hat isn't just a cryptocurrency. It's a symbol of progress for futuristic transactions, a beacon for those who think ahead. It's clear that the future belongs to those who embrace innovations like with transcending boundaries and paving a new era in finance and technology. Literally, a dog with hat. So, you know, things are going against Ethereum. Not a dog, no hat.
At least
things going against Solana.
I mean, that's not a pretty sophisticated thesis. I mean, as an investor.
I think I have a copy of The Intelligent Investor nearby, and there is a chapter that pretty much sums all this up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's like Benjamin Graham's main talking point, right? Is that the dog must have a hat.
As long as it has, it's with a hat, I think then it's fine.
If it has a hat, then it has a buyer.
Yes.
Long-term value is derived by the quality of the hat. So you must pick up, take the hat off the dog, potentially be savaged, inspect the hat.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a pun. No, that's a pun. See? Faye, take note.
I don't need to take note. Okay. So how come you guys you said that you were going to launch without the zero knowledge circuit in place? Is that, what's the roadmap for that?
It's like a $200,000 audit.
Right. So it is like, it is code complete, but it's literally just like, it's fucking expensive and there's some additional hoops to jump through.
It would definitely be, I mean, Montes is, you could take this, but it's definitely more of a, you know, post mainnet thing. Montes, you want to take that? Oh, be a delay.
Yeah. I mean, any, like, getting audits on Cosmos chains to start is between like 50 and 100 grand. And auditing zero knowledge proofs usually involves auditing the entirety of the language. And there's only like two or three firms that are willing to do that. And it takes a long time and it's expensive. The ZK email team, though, they have working examples. They do like proof of Twitter via, validating the forgot password email you receive from Twitter and like running a regex inside of it. We're currently working on a version that's similar to that. It just in reverse, where you would email anyone, actually. It doesn't matter who you email, just because the email gets signed the same way with like a transaction body in it and like a SHA in the header to make sure it's not being, you know, recast. But yeah, there's also some UX components of it we're trying to reason through, because everyone's pretty familiar with OTP. But like, hey, we're going to fill in the body of an email and like send it to someone, and then they're going to like run zero knowledge proof magic on it, is harder to explain.
So it's not like at that point it becomes pretty far divorced from just like an OAuth flow, right?
It's, yeah, a little bit, right? You'd still, you know, if you're signing into a dApp, you're trying to give it permissions, it kicks you over. Instead of signing with, you know, a wallet or JLUT, it requires you, hopefully, pre-fills an email with your, you know, email client of choice and then submits it. We're also thinking about maybe pre-building it on an off-chain service and then sending it to the user. They can review it and then, you know, reply to it. And that would also sign it the same way. But there's a few different components of this that we're trying to work out.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I guess I've seen a couple of other like kind of versions of maybe how that's implemented where, yeah, it seems like that step where the kind of separation of the JWT from the actual email and how you actually contain that in the zero knowledge proof is actually like quite a serious hurdle in terms of user adoption and understanding of what's going on, let alone the UI involved.
There's also some interesting work being done on JWTs. The trust assumptions kind of remain, but you can do a zero knowledge proof of a JWT that you hold in a client. And then submit that. The issue there is that client side zero knowledge proving is slow. So like no one wants to wait 2 or 3 minutes to sign a transaction, right? Like that's absurd. While also like losing 20% of your device's battery. So there, you know, zero knowledge kind of makes these like fairly large jumps in speed and implementation. So we'll see where it is in like 6 months.
Yeah. My understanding with some of the client side stuff was that there are ways of hot caching and whatnot that will, or at least after you've done the initial proof, if you have like kind of a capability style model where, you know, like we'll see, you've got certain things where you're revoking and permitting. Now, again, I'm not familiar enough with the actual implementation details of this to say, but like whether or not it's possible to amortize some of that pain by doing sort of an upfront work for an initial transaction that then is handed off to, say, like a secondary thing that's not a circuit, that's simply saying, oh yeah, from now on I have the permission to sign, given, like, say, the Cosmos model of how that works once an account is represented, because it's going to exist in that smart contract, like, moving forward, right?
Yeah. I'm curious to hear more about it. One of the other issues that we experience is, like, most people are using our service through mobile phones. So you can do some decent, like, client-side zero-knowledge proving on, like, a MacBook with, like, 20 gigs of RAM. But if you're on, like, you know, a two-year-old Android device, it's not happening.
I guess when I'm thinking of clients, I'm generally like a developer going like, hey, who doesn't have a reasonable MacBook right now? Or not MacBook, but, you know, a reasonable laptop. Obviously, I use a MacBook.
Yeah. We like to joke that, like, we chose the hardest possible audience because they're non-technical and they're mobile forward. So everything we build needs to be, like, cognizant of the limitations of that.
Right. But that's also, I mean, that's obviously the market you're creating, right? That's the value you're trying to provide. So there's got to be a balance of how complicated that can get. To that point, like, I think, like, this abstraction idea is, I think, huge for onboarding new users and getting to the next billion and all this kind of shit. But is it a feature or is it a chain? Like, do you think that you guys forge ahead and then everybody else goes, oh, this totally makes fucking sense, let's just take this idea and bring it to the chains that we have? And like, are you guys concerned about that at all? Like, is that the hook and the reason that projects come to you, or is it beyond that?
I think two things. I think it's, like, number one is obviously speed when it comes to that. I think there's a lot of projects right now that are, like, very DeFi focused, and that's just not an opportunity that we're really looking at.
Yeah.
You know, and so I do think on a shorter time horizon, we do create this kind of market of, like, pretty easy, pretty large total addressable markets, consumer applications, mobile first, things that haven't really existed. You know, and then I think we've been, you know, I think that's a great question on, like, will people just kind of looking at this and trying to do it later. And I think that's, like, why we're working on kind of expanding to other chains relatively quickly.
What do you mean by that?
Like, with, like, as I said, with, like, Nomos, where you can use generalized abstraction to use Talus through Zion, which is the marketplace and Injective.
Yeah.
So it's kind of going to be a race of how quickly can we expand and how quickly can teams like Polymer and Union help us expand to, like, EVM or Arbitrum and be able to kind of facilitate that and be more collaborative rather than kind of like a siloed project. I think that's the one thing we wanted to avoid, was being another silo L1 that had to compete for users in this, like, cesspool.
I mean, honestly, you should be building the same abstraction to pump that fund. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I mean, seriously, like, we've been three quarters of this call, we've been talking about this stupid shit around that. If you want to bring on a billion users, there you go. Like, that's a good way. Like,
yeah,
maybe not literally Solana, but the, you know, that same type of project for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. No, you just bought Dog with Hat.
We
proud owner, dog with hat, 1,000 dog with hat.
We're gonna need
on fucking Binance. Get the fuck out of here.
It's on fucking Binance.
Get the fuck out of here. Isn't it cracking? There's no way
it's on Binance. Of course it's on Binance.
Yeah, no, it's in the top 100. Right? It's on Binance. In the top 50, it's on Binance. Fuck me.
Cracking, holding on. Like, we don't believe in it.
I mean, to be fair, like,
cracking the holdout. We're not doing it, man.
This is Kraken. This is not what we built this for.
Kraken very narrowly avoided the regulation hammer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're on thin ice and they know it. They're just like,
it's on Kraken.
No, it's, oh, I can't find it. Is it?
The ticker is
Whiff. I don't know where.
What's the ticker? Whiff, right?
WIF, yeah.
No, that's not Kraken.
I mean, no, Binance has got it on 5X too, so you can go full degen on that shit.
You can margin it all.
No financial advice.
Just, guys, if you ever lost money, make it back in one trade. That is how you make it in this industry.
That's the key. Because
that's also how Vegas works.
Everything you have, one trade. That's how you do it.
I mean, they say the house rarely wins. That's like,
that's right.
That's if you're what gamblers tell me all the time.
You just keep pushing more in.
And remember, 99% of people give up right before they're about to hit a break.
That's right. That's exactly right. Not financial advice.
We could do a pretty good supercut of every bit of bad financial advice on this particular episode. I don't know what it is about.
There's been a lot. But like we've every
never,
time
we've never given any financial advice.
Just but no, then no. But then
the only thing we give here is tax humanity.
Every time you get wrecked, you're getting wrecked for humanity. So it's fine.
For humanity.
Yeah. For humanity.
Well, the thing
is, for humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. But fuck humanity, right?
Well, no. Right.
I mean, hold up. Wait. I just thought
well,
about
now, wait, I hear where you're coming from.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm playing devil's advocate, right?
No, we hear you.
Let's imagineer a narrative, right?
Okay.
Fuck humanity. Mm. Your rejoinder.
Yeah. PETA's on our ass.
PETA.
I think there might be something here, like,
yeah,
like a project that focuses on making crypto UX worse.
Do you want a marketing job?
This feels like last time.
Yeah,
for a startup.
A project that makes sure that every time you make a transaction, you have to enter the 20 words.
I mean, isn't that what Swee did?
Yeah, honestly, it's going to be really funny because we're going to try really hard to make a bad UX and it's just going to be crypto.
Yeah, I mean,
you have to type in the 24 words individually, but also in hex.
So I'm just going to say this because it is factually correct. If you went and did what you have just described, made the most adversarial dog shit, cypherpunk, yeah, meme, bullshit, UI, it would be a top 50 meme coin because easy. People would be like, yo, the best thing about when you're trading this and you're trying to fucking time the rug is that it goes to the screen and you're like, I'm gonna cash out, I'm gonna be a millionaire, and then you gotta type your fucking 24 words like a fucking, and by the time you've typed the fifth one, you're broke. It's amazing.
But we rebase it every 24 hours.
You have to type those 24 words into your ledger with the two little buttons.
Oh my god!
Yeah, if you get it wrong
with spelling mistakes,
it just locks you out.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Just
like, yeah, right. Like, there's no spell check either. It doesn't like automatically select the word. You actually have to type every letter of that.
You
word.
Have everything in.
It just deletes the private key from the ledger. It just goes boom, no dice.
Well, I think what you really should do is you should broadcast transactions, but it should also broadcast the private keys. That's
smart. This feels like a notional project.
It's
fun.
I was actually thinking,
love to do this.
Like we have a lot of asymmetric key encryption blockchains, right? And it's tried, and you know we know where that gets you.
Yeah, whatever.
We have not tried symmetric key encrypted blockchains. And
I kind of do. Like, what are you talking?
But like, they're so much faster to sign and verify.
There's a lot. There's
a lot going literally on that. Even like odd Z. What are you talking about?
That's literally
symmetric keys.
What are you talking
about? Or when the key to the public key and the
private
key is the same key.
No, I, well.
Let him talk, man. You know. I don't fucking know.
I don't do think that. You know.
We can do that. What I'm telling you is we can do know. That. I'm saying it's closer to what we have now than asymmetric encryption.
Yeah. I'm going to add like an AES key authenticator.
Like just send it. I like it.
Yeah. Like anybody who sees the transaction can then do whatever they want with your account.
I think we should make an NFT marketplace where
that'd be kind of like quite a cool meme chain. It's just you are transacting in the open and everybody can take hold of your account.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, do you know what would be a fucking
I
cool
wonder.
Chain? Do you know what would be a fucking cool chain, actually? Is that your single first interaction is fully private, and then the next one broadcasts your private key with the transaction. So if you move, you die.
Well, so I think
you basically only get one transaction privately, and then your next one, a bot or whoever, can come after you immediately after it. So if you wanted to do anything on the chain, you'd probably have to script it with a bot and then just execute it really fast and be like, you know, properly meving to shit.
What we should do
being to shit, meving.
We should cyble it, right, to make sure it's only humans. But what we should do is no gas fees. Right. And now it's a game of King of the Hill, right? Because you could just free reign, take accounts from anyone and send it. And I think that is a solid idea. But we make sure that it's cyber resistant, right? Like it's all humans.
Okay.
Yeah, we make sure it's civil resisted. The hardest problem in computer science related to this particular.
You can do that. Just have the fucking pick four photos of a bicycle and call it a goddamn day. We're fine.
I have just come up with the better version of a bridge. Fiat to chain bridge. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So your blockchain has an AI, of course.
Naturally, we need the valuation.
It's a burn mint contract, and how you do the actual bridge is that the blockchain has to ingest a video of you burning Benjamins.
Well, so Namantas, do you want to take where I think you're going to take that?
We were going to start a dollar backed stablecoin, but to get the token, you had to bring us cash, and to get the value out, you had to. Cash,
one of those
cash
carnival
out of the air in one of those air spinning machines.
We still might sense. Do it at like conferences. Like if you wanna cash out of the stablecoin, you go to like one of those. It's like one of those carnival booths where the money's flying everywhere, and you gotta like grab it.
Oh, the crystal maze, like the crystal maze.
I was just at a conference where they had that shit to win a prize of the same value of the shit that you could cash. But people figured it out now. Man, you just pull your shirt out, and you got it.
You can't do that. No, there's no loopholes here.
See, we use only freshly cut dollar bills, so they're extra paper cutty, and it will mess you up if you try to do that.
We bring cattle prods to every event, so don't fuck around at our booth, is what we're telling you.
Can you loop yourself up first so that it sticks to you?
Question. I'm noticing a dog without a hat behind you.
Where's Luna's hat, man?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you named your dog after the blockchain?
I was just
yeah, that's right. That. Did you name the dog?
To be fair, Doe named his kid Luna. If anyone remembers that,
really,
that's the joke.
That's the joke.
Gonna have to rename that dog, dude. For the listeners, Schultze is nodding.
Yes, I was nodding.
For the listeners, for the listeners,
the listeners,
why? Why are you here? Why are you here?
I mean, I imagine a lot of listeners who are regulars think that every week, and yet,
yes.
How many listeners do we have
right now? About 20 live, which is about par for the course for a bear market. But apparently, we're back, and yet it's fucking 20. What's going on with that now?
Well, that's to be fair. That's like 3x our normal.
To be fair, it's live for 2 hours.
Yeah, for live, it's high.
It's been a while.
So,
I think 600 a week or something like that.
I guess Anthony doesn't know that this is actually a podcast that gets uploaded onto like.
No, I have no idea.
The shit.
How would you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets uploaded to the shit, and then people download it. That's why, you know, sometimes you say for the listeners, you know.
So am I going to get like those Andrew Tate clips where it's going to be like a clip of me with some pretty intense background music, like Build for Humanity, and then
I mean,
sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a community that would do it. I wouldn't. I mean, you could have watched the Dune movie in the time that this goddamn podcast would have been live.
We don't really have.
Stop reminding me of that
community.
Man. I mean, this is
like
just
our community is a SAF. So,
a what? Okay. I was just gonna
yeah, that's true.
I didn't know what he said.
We get direct feedback from our core listeners.
Is there any
core listener?
I think we're going to have to explain the joke to the guests because nobody likes the best jokes are the ones that need explaining, obviously.
Of course.
So
it's like a frog, only funny when you dissect it.
Exactly. I mean, I also dissect frogs for fun, but that's another story. Asaf from Secret watches our podcast and then gives us feedback on Twitter about things he liked or didn't like.
Feedback? Do you think we get anything now?
No, it's usually after the fact.
Thursday mornings, yeah.
Like a week later.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is it regular?
Yeah, stuff.
What if we all went around the circle and just gave critiques of Asaf?
I think there are no critiques
of Asaf. There are none.
Okay. I mean, that vote weighted thing. I'll start off with a critique.
You're trying to alienate our only fucking reader? Jesus.
We're trying to engage the audience here.
No.
What?
You listen with your ears, you read with your eyes.
Frey, what are you on?
Null said, are you trying to alienate our only reader? And I was like,
I was just testing to see if you're awake, man.
This is an audio book, not a book.
Yeah, isn't it like late at night for you?
It's first thing in the morning for Null.
Well, good morning.
Hey there.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
Soon I'll float outside upside down and get a coffee.
Lovely stuff. So, Asaf, we appreciate the vote way to joke. That was legendary. Give us another memeable joke of that caliber, please. It has been 18 months. That's my only critique. I think that's it. Can't think of anything else.
I have no critique.
Oh, there's a whole comment section. I didn't even see this.
Oh, really? It's like right next to the image. Like,
no, I was in the private chat. I thought that was the whole thing. I don't need a fucking attitude, though. I'm going to be real here.
you've got it.
I think the last comment was an hour ago. It seems like everyone's disappeared.
Everyone's tabbed away to the porn.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.